now we're going to leave the online communities and we're going to go to a new bunch that are pretty wild. Now, this is the data from Direct Action. Now, these guys move very fast and light, and things are always changing when you're in the Direct Action crew. Yeah, when you're in with this crowd, that's it. You've always got the inside scoop on everything. You'll find them in jungles, in the ocean, mines, boardrooms. While the people who are instigating these sites are very techno-savvy and they do everything on a global scale, the heavy lifting is actually done by people like yourself and like me. So direct action on the internet, we're talking about political pressure, we're talking about campaigning, boycotting, recruiting and cause marketing. So the internet's opened up a whole new way of saving the environment through direct action. This is probably what most people think about when they think about direct action, which is standing in front of bulldozers or stopping boats and things like that. However, this is the Greenpeace blog. When I did this, this had come through a couple of hours before, so there'll be new ones on there now. So, and in fact, when I was looking at this before, I noticed it's put in by Julius. What about that? But it's not me. But anyway, I thought that was rather funny. But this is actually Greenpeace with they've apparently got a Mediterranean blockade. It's a tuna fish protest about saying the fishing nets that they're using. But the internet's become a really powerful tool when it comes to direct action. In 2000, Coca-Cola agreed to remove harmful chemicals from its refrigeration equipment, also convincing Unilever and McDonald's to follow suit after an online-focused campaign. The My Green Apple campaign convinced Apple computers to remove toxic substances from its products. Right now, the Avaz organisation currently has a worldwide campaign going to stop whaling, and you'll find a link to the Avaz website under the direct action links. They're asking for as many global citizens as possible to take part in this major action, which is about to go before the United Nations. The Behind the Logo campaign is another current campaign that Greenpeace is running. What they're doing is they're using social media to challenge BP's recent portrayal of themselves as such a green energy company. They're redesigning their logo so that it more appropriately reflects their identity. So through online campaigning, individuals can move past traditional media outlets, they can move past politics, they can get straight to companies directly and tell them what they want, which is usually to clean up their act. The now infamous Kit Kat campaign is an example of Greenpeace enabling people to take direct action. So Twitter is what's known as a micro-blogging site, and it allows you to send news to, in a small number of words to everyone who's on the subscription feed. So it's been used by environmentalists to give up-to-the-minute feedback to their followers. So this week, for instance, as you saw on my account, I subscribed to the ACF feed. Did any of you see the news last night with that protest that was on? So the ACF feed this week, on Monday they said, we're preparing for a big day in Parliament. They're at the climate change conference, I should put that in there. And we've got Volley's meeting with 50 meetings with different MPs. On Tuesday, they're talking about that they have nine union connections going to Parliament House, and they're not going to allow climate change to be swept under the carpet. Wednesday, there's updates about the lobby team and how they fared in Canberra, and they had a link on there to say, come and have a look at what we've been doing. On Thursday, they said, what's the world worth? Putting nature on the balance sheet. And then they gave a link to another online action that they had going. And then yesterday morning, emergency protest. The Gillard government is going to sign the brown coal export deal at 2:45 p.m. today. Meet at the Langham Hotel in Southgate and Southbank, and then there was a link. And then that night on the news, there they all were, with a surprise protest going on. So they can mobilise people really fast using things like Twitter. You can get Twitter alerts on your mobile phone, like SMSs and stuff. This is how they're using it. So it's you know, able to mobilise people, spreading news, informing them of new actions and new things that they've found, or videos that they've found that illustrate particular points, or whatever. Now, Greenpeace, for instance, you can see on here, they've got 55,500 people following them. They themselves are following 3,300 people, so these are people that they are getting feeds from. And they've got a list of all these different people down here, and this is because this is their page, so you'll see this is what they were tweeting, but you saw on mine what else they had on there. So Twitter's a really powerful tool to be able to be used for all of that sort of stuff. Now, let's not forget traditional media, because, you know, TV stations, The Age in this case, and radio stations, all of those, they all have web pages these days, and they often have an environment section. And they all have these add a comment page, add a comment buttons. Now, looks like it's been cut off on this particular one. I think it's just down here somewhere you can add a comment. So by using the add a comment, you can join in a discussion and add your 2 cents worth. It can be extremely valuable for reframing issues within a bigger picture or adding your support to a particular initiative. It's also a good way of other people being able to contact you, because then they can track you usually to your wherever you, you know, when you sign up for these things, because you can't just put it on anonymously usually, so they can send you an email to whatever address that you've signed up with. And it's an easy way to make contact locally and internationally as well. And speaking of international, this is the Green Room in the BBC, which I'm told is very good for discussions. And it's another example of being a great place to get really high quality information, and it's current information, and also of having your voice heard on there. Brain room. Yep. And it's great because, you know, sometimes you can't sleep at night, or something's just happened and you want to get in there quickly and all of that sort of stuff. And one last initiative, I haven't got a slide for this, but it's called cause marketing. Now, cause marketing refers to marketing that involves cooperative efforts with businesses and non-profit organisations for mutual benefit. So an example of cause marketing is, for instance, on eBay, you can buy things that will have a green cause logo on it, and that means that a portion of all money exchanged will be donated to that cause. So it's something to just be aware of, because you can have a lot of buying power and you can contribute to those sorts of things.